Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The pictures have got small.
Your first one's on us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Rigadano. With me, as always,
Richie Byrne.
Your producer, Soul Joel.
This is a special.
Very special. Richie, it's a special.
You know who our guests are today?
Us. It is very special. I feel like it hasn't been us in a while.
It hasn't been us in a while. And it's funny because when we started this, I was pretty much thinking it was always just going to be us. So when it grew really fast to other comics, and I think it's kind of cool that we give them.
As we got together, you had to go out with your friends, and now you ignore us, and we just sit here.
But it's really this show has taken an interesting turn in the last 10 months.
Well, actually, we started recording exactly a year ago.
Yeah, but if wow. Was it really?
It was either like late,
like right around Labor Day.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I know our first show was supposed.
We started stacking them.
Yeah.
Your father's birthday.
But it was November 1st. You ended up doing it.
No. I started November 15th. I waited.
Didn't you put one up early?
I had to because I had to create it, but I didn't announce it until November 15th.
Okay. My father's birthday. So, but it's been interesting. How much this has changed.
Yeah, it's evolving, you know, it's growing into its own.
And it's been interesting, the people we're getting.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting a great, not just a great mix, but we've gotten some people that I go, I can't believe we got this person.
Yeah.
You know?
And they come in
skeptical. And I'm not talking about Dr. Oz.
They come in skeptical and they leave having a good time.
That's what's really been great, as for us, I think. I know for me, and I'm sure for you guys, is you get these comics are jaded. We're all jaded. They walk in going, all right, it's just another podcast. And they walk out going, guys, this is great. Right. What a great show.
So I'll be honest, this is the only ab exercises I get. You guys make me laugh so hard. I just really enjoy it. Got to be thankful for the things that make you happy.
Well, here,
thankful with you guys.
Here's the deal. Thank you, Mark. Here's the deal that we are. It's Labor Day week, and it's been a wild summer.
We had a big summer, and it was
crazy. August for you, man.
Well, I mean, the whole summer was pretty crazy, and we barely got to see each other.
How many states did you do?
Oh, geez.
Wow, good question.
I'm gonna
mark down New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York.
But then Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
What I just
we did that. So that's eight.
So eight.
New York,
nine, and we talked New Jersey.
Nine states.
I'm trying to think. Was Nantucket?
Massachusetts.
Summer?
Yeah.
Massachusetts. So.
Wow.
Ten. You did Connecticut.
Oh.
11. That's 11. 11 states
this summer
in 3 months.
I'm tired.
You look tired. You look fucking terrible.
You're back in the Brigada. You headlined.
Did the Brigada.
That was a nice, nice, unexpected gift. Yeah, I got it while I was in South Carolina. I got the phone call, and it was I was working with the great Joey Cola.
Yeah.
I got to hang out with Joey, and I got a phone call, to do the Brigada, and I was so excited.
Shout out to Joey Cola.
Shout out to Joey, because you know what's crazy? He's a guy that I've respected for so long and loved, and when I used to be involved in the Long Island scene, he was one of my favorite guys.
Right.
I haven't seen him in years, and we go to do the first night together. I go up and do my regular act, and he's like, just so you know, I have a bit. I do a marathon bit. I do a turtle sex bit. We had like five of the same subjects.
Well, you know, great story about Joey Cola. When I was first starting a comedy, I worked at Grandpa's. I was the MC at Grandpa's.
And I love the name of that comedy club.
Grandpa's so Comedy Club, Staten Island, New York, my hometown. And Joey was the headliner. And Joey had just won a big contest down in AC. He had a lot of heat on him. So I'm opening, and I have maybe 12 minutes, and I have, you know, I have to do 15 to almost 20 minutes, right? The middle act was Brian McFadden. I mean, I even remember that, and they were great. I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah. Oh man, Brian McFadden is just—we should get him. Oh, God, yeah. Anyway, so I go in and I had heard Joey on the radio that day, and it blew my mind that he, like, because I'm so new to this, right? I heard him on the radio, and I knew all about him, and I was so excited. And all I'd been hearing, I just really gotten into comedy. All I'd been hearing was what jerk-offs comics are. You know, oh, be careful. Oh, my, be careful. Comics are assholes. So I go up, I do my act. Brian goes up, does his act. Joey goes up and does his act. Joey's act, every premise that I touched on, Joey was talking about. And I remember thinking, oh, shit. He's going to tell me not to do certain things. And when he does, I'm screwed because I don't have anything else.
Yeah.
And after the show, he came up to me. Hey, great show, man. Thank you, man. He goes, you know, we talk about a lot of the same things. And I'm like, fuck, here it comes. Right. And he goes, I go, yeah. And he goes, you know what? You do yours. Yours is funnier. And I'll never forget that. Wow. And I thought.
What a humble dude.
Yeah.
Well, you saw it go in a completely different way.
Yeah. And I was like, wow. But here's the weird thing. He still got up every night and did it. But he'd just go, Richie was talking about, but, and I learned just never tell an opener not to do, as long as they're not doing your joke.
Yeah, premises, you know? I think, it's so hard because there's no hacky premise.
But you see people all the time, hey, man, I'm doing a thing on Hey FIFA. You know what I mean? Shut up.
Hey FIFA.
I don't know where that came from, but Hey FIFA. So then Joey went on to become a mentor to me. Yeah. And from there he became, I mean, every great moment that I had and. Even Oz. I mean, very little of any really good moment that I've had in the last 30 years in comedy. Joey didn't have a hand. Joey had a hand in all of it.
I was really surprised how spiritual he is.
He's yes, he is. Yeah,
very connected.
Yeah, God isn't happy about that though. God, God's like, Joey, you're too loud.
Keep it down.
I can hear. I can hear you. Stop praying loud. So
I was working with Joey, and he was doing a lot of resting. Because he's had such a crazy schedule. And
yeah. Like, well, he's had a rough summer himself. But
I mean, that dude works like.
But I was with him Friday. I was with him Friday night.
And so he was doing a lot of like resting. So it wasn't a lot of.
He always does
that.
That's just Joey. He's so boring.
But it was so fun. After the show, we'd sit around and talk about he loves Stevie Ray Vaughan.
He does.
And I was working in Austin the next week. So I'm
right.
I'm going to be in Stevie Ray Vaughan's
drive-by. When I had my band, I invited him to come and sing Stevie. He sang Stevie Ray Vaughan with my band. Yeah.
Oh, I would love
to see that. The Dr. Oz band. Yeah. And he killed it.
Really?
He killed it. He was great. Like he.
What did you guys sing?
Well, we were doing all different, like classic rock and shit. And
no,
but
I mean, what did he sing?
He's
Scuttlebutton.
No, it was basic. It was
Living Life.
Pride and Joy.
Pride and Joy.
Yeah,
oh, that's a good
and
one.
I sang behind him. It was cool. It was very cool.
Oh man!
And he turned around. And he goes, "You just made me. You just helped me live a dream." You know, he got on stage in front of like 200 people and sang Pride and Joy. And he was so happy. So that was cool. But Friday night, I was with him because he's doing the warm up for the new reboot of Murphy Brown.
Oh, he was talking about that.
Yeah,
thing.
And he can't do September 21st, so I'm going to go in and do it.
Nice.
And I went and saw the show. I went to watch him. And I got to tell you,
good show.
It's a funny goddamn show. I'm doing one day. That's all. It was laugh out loud funny. The writing was tremendous. They're all back. They're all really good. I was never a big Murphy Brown guy, but
a reboot fan, really. You know?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of reboot either. You're right, but it is laugh out loud fun. Now, a sitcom. It was so funny. I can't.
Awesome.
And he told me they just Friday was their third show. And he told me, because the show's really funny.
Well,
and when I went, I'm like, holy crap, he's right. It was just so funny.
Well, I was proud to be at the Brigada the first night that Mark opened up.
Oh, right.
And
what were you doing down there?
Gambling. With my life. But listen, here's the point.
What happened, Joel?
Yeah, lost everything. I've been to the Brigada a bunch of times, and being in that first spot, for people that know, it seats 1,000 people.
Right.
And Sunday night's one of their busiest nights.
Yeah.
And you pretty much don't get, it's three headliners now, the new format. You each do 20 minutes, equal time, and Mark drew the opening spot. So
how does that work?
I'm pretty sure Steve they just told just you knew that it's
right.
clean.
Right, 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 right.
But Mark did the best thing. He went up there and he goes, "Listen, we do this for a living. We know we're going to be funny, but what's going to make this great is you guys."
Yeah, and you're like, on the crowd.
Yeah, and you,
I
you
blame
put it,
them.
You put it on the crowd, and it was great. And it was great for Richie last week, Saturday night. You ran into a guy, and he said that he goes to Brigada shows a couple times a year.
Yes.
And he couldn't remember the last time that he went to a good a show that good.
He
and it was one of the nights you were there.
He had gone the last. Yeah, he had gone and walked out of a few of the shows, and he had said, "I'd never." He's been going to Brigada forever. He said, "I've never walked out of a show, and I walked out of the last two." And he said, And he said it was so good to go. He said, "I happened to go." He said, "And Corey Kahaney was." I go, "Mark Riccadonna." He goes, "Oh, he was tremendous." Yeah, I go, "He's my boy." That's
oh,
you know.
Man.
So,
that
dude,
makes
he
me
was.
Feel so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he loved you.
It's one of those things where it's everything about the gig is amazing, and the drawback before when I used to do it is I was a new comic. I was so new that I didn't get to relax and enjoy it. Because I was too nervous to enjoy any aspect of it. So the entire day I was walking around the casino. I probably wore out 3 pair of shoes walking around going, "Okay, then I'll do this bit, and then I'll do that." And now I'm at
but you dressed to impress.
Enjoy it. Yeah, and I went, I had fun, and it was, you know, I was happy to be there. Dave and Corey were fun to be with.
Who? And, say the names.
Dave Temple and Corey Kahaney.
Corey Kahaney. Now, I don't know Dave, but he's out of Philly.
He's out of Philly.
And Joel said he was great.
Yeah. It was, I mean, the shows were great, and it was
well,
fun.
Well, Corey's great.
And,
you're great.
And we just had so much fun, and after the shows, I mean, people were lining up to shake our hands, and it
yeah.
felt really good.
Yeah, Borgata is one of my favorites, by far. See, I love that stage. I love the energy.
I loved everything about it before, but I was too new to enjoy
right,
it.
No, I hear you. I know
so
what you're saying.
It was like hard on
and ironically, I haven't been pursuing them since the new bookers took over. They called me once and I couldn't do it. And while you were there, they called me and booked me in October. How funny
Yay.
Is that? So
oh.
it's
wow, well, I was there in October to hang out.
Dude, that, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, that's so weird, you know? And so I'm going to be there October 7th through the 10th. And the irony, I shouldn't talk about this yet because it's part of the whole summer thing.
Some
I'm working love. With somebody, so let's you want to tell it now?
Yeah.
Should I tell it now? I'm now co-hosting a radio show in San Francisco.
Yay!
Yeah, with
you're like Danny Tanner from Full House.
I didn't think of that. You're right,
Uncle it's, Richie.
It's
you know, I slept with the Olsen twins.
Did you?
Before they were famous.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So it's KGO Radio 810 in San Francisco. It's Maureen Langan's show. Ooh, hanging with Langan.
Hey.
It's Sunday nights, 7 to 10 in San Francisco, but 10 to 1 here. You can hear it on KGO, KGORadio.com if you want to listen now because she puts everything up, or you can listen live.
Yeah.
And she was on our show.
Yeah, she was on. She was a great guest.
Yeah, and we've been friends forever, and she asked me to come in to do a guest spot. And the producers, they just really liked me, and she said, "Do you want to co-host?" So every Sunday night, that's what I'm doing.
I saw videos online.
Yeah, she makes me sing every week and then puts the videos up on Facebook to embarrass me.
Sing for
yourself. So, yeah, pretty much. So ironically, we did the show Sunday night, and I said something. I go, "Oh, by the way," I said, "I'm going to be doing Brigada." I said, "I can't do October 7th. I'm going to be at Brigada." And she goes, "I'm going to be at Brigada in October." We're on the same show. How weird is that?
That's a great show.
It always makes it a better week when you're there with people you like, right?
Friends,
now we're talking about maybe we should do the radio show from the Brigada. So we'll see. We might. Yeah.
From the Brigada.
So how cool is that? How funny
amazing.
Is that?
So
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. I don't know who the other person is, but that's pretty funny.
I was about to say, do you know
who
it is? Because how funny would it be if it's somebody you could have on?
What if it would be? Yeah, really, really. Like you. If it was Mark.
Mark's going to be on there. Oh.
Yeah. Then your friend Jeff.
Oh,
I met him and his wife after the show. You
Jeff
know,
and April. Shout out to
Jeff.
Jeff
and
April.
And I go up to
I met Jeff at the brewery.
Yes.
Yeah, when we did the that was this summer too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was he at the brewery?
Wasn't he
in
at
Galloway?
The brewery?
No. That was Ted who was
at
the show.
They were there too.
Ted
oh,
was
okay.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, but I went up to Jeff and I go, "How you doing, man?" He goes, "I know who you are." And then his wife had no idea, so his wife goes, I'm April, and I have no idea who you are. Just to even you back out.
Did you
out.
Bitch
and,
slap her?
No, and right when she said that, I turned and went, correct response.
You don't know who. Joe must have been like, are you kidding, bitch?
No, I was so flattered that her. Yeah.
SJP.
SJP production doesn't ring a bell, motherfucker.
We have shows on YouTube.
Oh, my God. Well, something I wanted to. I thought this was so fascinating. Sorry I'm changing gears in a weird direction. But when I was in Austin, I went to a Dr. Seuss museum. Dr. Seuss's father was a zoologist and used to bring parts of the animals home when they would pass away and they'd do like an autopsy. And he created all this amazing art with real like animal horns. And, like, teeth and bones and weird shit.
So Dr. Seuss's father was Dr. Seuss.
He wasn't Dr. Seuss.
He was a real Dr.
The
Seuss.
The zoologist. So, and that's, and all there's a museum, and it's all these things, like, you know how they have, like, mounted deer heads? But they're, like, Dr. Seuss character deer heads.
They're in like, Austin?
Yeah. It was the craziest
shit. Are you sure you weren't high?
Well, that...
Who was the peyote and mom?
Happened. Well, I was with Spanky.
There you go. Shout out to Spanky.
Shout out to Spanky. I wish he could be on the podcast. That dude is a wealth of knowledge. He took us... He has a company called Austin Detours, where he takes you on, like, art-driven and, like, politically-driven and food and wine. I went to Salt Lake Barbecue, which is, like, the... If you like barbecue, like, that's the holy
different
grail.
Themed tours.
Yeah, and you go, and they're funny. He was cracking me up. It was so fun because I went on a wine and barbecue tour with like, it was eight women, and they were probably all in their 70s. And I'm in the back of the van with them, howling, laughing. I had the best time. I'd be a great 70-year-old woman. Is what I'm saying.
You are a great 70-year-old woman. So you were in Austin, but our summer, we had a very wild summer. I mean, all of us, some of it together and a lot of it apart, but except for you and me, we were together a lot.
Man,
I mean,
you two are practically dating.
Jesus, I mean.
You might convert them.
But it started with the brewery. It started with our first live podcast. Not live, but on location.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on the name of
Garden
the
State Beer Company.
Garden State Beer Company, yeah. And
we have a show actually this week with Mark DeMeo and
Thursday
Tracy,
night
Tracy Locke.
So tomorrow night.
Yep.
Tomorrow night. So
look at
me.
Look at him doing.
Look at me.
Richie doesn't listen, but he knows how to talk.
Yeah.
You talk pretty.
So we did that, and we were pretty sure it was the worst show ever, and then people were like. Yeah, I don't know why you guys kept saying that show sucked.
One of our most popular downloads.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And
wow.
Everybody I know who listened to it was like, that was a lot of fun. And yeah. I was like, we were beating the shit out of each other.
And I remember not having any fun.
Well, you know what it was?
Well, we lost Jeff.
We stressed out way too much. That was...
Right.
Yeah.
That was the... But wasn't... When did we do the spa day?
The next day.
So wait a minute. Am I wrong? Was the brewery longer ago than I'm thinking?
It was last week in April.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm thinking that was in the summer. I don't
after
know why.
Springtime.
Well, it was after you finished Oz, so it was your summer.
Maybe that's why. Yeah, because I finished Oz early and I'm going back very late. But all right. So I mean, I guess in my mind that's the summer, but it really isn't in April. So, but we did that. We did the spa. We did. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about was you're amazing. This guy goes on Facebook, finds a friend. I grew up with this guy, blah, 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 and all this shit. And he goes, let me get in touch with him. He's a radio producer. Right? And
well, I was organizing my 20-year high school reunion.
Right, which doesn't surprise me.
Right, but he
you know what I mean?
It was Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
He couldn't remember his name. It was
So go ahead, tell the story.
Well, yeah, so it turns out it's a good friend of yours. It's a good friend of you know him.
Now I do.
Yeah, Dean Abadala. I thought you knew
him. Oh, I thought you meant your friend. I'm talking about your friend.
My friend. Yeah, my so he just goes
I love Dean.
But it's one of those things where, like it's all, like all three of us. We never ask anybody for anything.
Right.
And I was just reconnecting with him just to, you know, my dad, the wild card, coached Matt and I in T-ball. Like, that's how long I've known him for 30 years. We were in kindergarten together.
Yeah, but suffice it to say, he did play T-ball in college.
And
yeah, this little kid. He's not really awkward.
Yeah, Matt's only like 15 now.
No, but the wild card is knocking him out of the park easier than slow pitch.
Easier than he is in China.
Yeah. You can't throw two balls at a time. But
that was. I will say I was very. We did not have the wild card all summer.
Yeah,
we did, and that was.
Well, I miss him.
Well, we did just get done saying we got a lot done.
We got. We did get a lot done. Which
it's crazy how much you can get done when you're not distracted by other people trying to pick up chicks.
Yeah. So yeah,
what are we gonna do now that freaking Craigslist and Backpages is out of business?
So anyway, you went on because you got to finish the story. You went on Facebook.
Yeah. So
you found this guy.
Yeah. Well, we just reconnected and he asked me. He goes, "By the way, would you have comics that would like to come on the show?"
And it's Dean Abadala's show on Sirius Radio.
Yep, yeah, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 6 to 9.
6 to 9, yep.
Yeah, Dean Abadala, great. You didn't even know Dean.
I didn't know Dean.
You called me, and you recommended me, and I was ready to kill you.
Right.
Joel did two things, Mark, this summer that really...
And Mark was on the road, so I couldn't have Mark.
Right.
With the dates
but
they
you
me.
Also... Joel put me in a high school and locked me in. That was this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was
the gig that you did last year.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, and you said to me, "It's not an easy gig." And I'm like, "Oh shit, really?"
And I was like, "Stop it, man. You're gonna be okay."
And
opened up by going. The kids go, "We loved you on the Dr. Oz show."
Yeah,
there was a whole.
We were there with Brendan Donegan and Jackie Byrne, and then me.
Yes.
And when I went up, I go up and I'm going, and these are two young, hip, you know, Jackie and Brendan. And then I gotta go up there, and these kids were like, "We don't care, we don't care." And all of a sudden, I walk up, and these kids go, "Hey, it's the guy from the Dr. Oz show." Like, they had done a school trip to Dr. Oz. But Joel made it with
Dr. Oz helped cure my corns,
man.
Turns out that did not help Richie.
It didn't help. It didn't help.
They
it
helped for about seniors, 30 seconds.
But
senior citizens.
Joel put me in that position, and I'll never forgive him. And then you said to this guy, "I want to put Richie in on Dean's show." And I'm like, "I don't do politics." And you're like, "You're going to kill it." I went in. We had a great time. And now, Joel, we sent in Maureen Langan, went in and killed it the other night, Friday night. So, I mean, listen to Dean's show. It's a great show, 6 to 9 on Sirius.
Yep.
I don't know the channel, but you can find it.
Insight.
It's on the same channel that Fuglesang's on.
Oh, Insight. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
He goes Star Talk, after Fuglesang, Star Talk, and then
right
Dean
into Dean's.
Okay. And so that was – so we did that. We did – and now – and then what else? I mean, what else is there to talk about? I did the high school. Mark, we're just trying to recap our summer.
Nashville.
Oh, yeah. So after I did San Antonio, I went to Austin, San Antonio. While I was in San Antonio, I got to work with Tommy Davidson, which was
– right.
Which was amazing. I'd never seen somebody.
Shout out to In Living Color.
Yeah. Dude, he does like human behavior better than anybody I've ever seen. Like, he takes tiny little things that are little behaviors that people have.
Right.
And he incorporates it and expands it. And it's like this, it's like pulling apart a cotton ball. He just like expands this one little thing, one little tick that a human will have. And he blows it up in the like 20 minutes of material.
Right.
It was amazing.
That's interesting.
So I was very lucky that I got to work with him, but I was also nervous because the last show on Sunday, then I had to fly Monday to Nashville because we were doing a comedy special.
Oh, that's right.
And I was doing the Richie Byrne job.
You were warming up, right? Right.
I was the warm up.
What was
guy.
The name of the show?
It's called Comedy Buzz, comedybuzz.com.
Killer Bees.
Killer Bees. Shout out to Killer Bees. He wants to come do the show when he comes to New York. He's one of the nicest comics on the planet and squeaky clean, and that's his whole promotion, is all the comics on the show are clean. And I did warm-up on the first night. Then the second night I did warm-up and then a spot on the special. So like I did double duty the second night.
We call that a Joey Cola. That happens a lot to him.
I had to warm up the crowd yeah, so they can put up with my shitty material.
But if you bombed, you're like, don't blame me. The warm-up guy sucked.
The warm-up guy was awful. But it ended up going really well, and I was so excited for it that you know, this all happened. And then I went out to the Outer Banks immediately after, and while I was there, you were doing a comedy spectacular.
Yes, that was a great lead-in. I didn't know where you were going with that. Yeah. Yes.
He's Captain Segway. I'm no Segway.
In case.
I got to do a special, and I got to do warm-up for a special, but not the special.
Not my special.
Exactly.
My special, we shot my first special, my first hour-long, although I did an hour and a half, so we're going to look forward to that. And it was at Valley Forge.
15 minutes of it, arable.
And it was at Valley Forge. It was on Wednesday, August 15th, so it was recently. And
I saw the photos. It was
overwhelming. The stage was phenomenal.
Jolene.
Jolene from?
She did the backdrop.
From what company? Because I was Arsenal Media? Arsenal. Well,
yeah, she was representing Arsenal Media, but...
I'm sorry. I thought she was with them.
No.
Jolene. So, we did the show. Shout out to Gino.
Yes, shout out to Gino Venta. Shout out to Gino. Who that looked amazing.
Helped set everything, put everything and all the wheels in motion. And shout out to Vinny Nardiello. We have an opening sketch that leads into my stand-up, and Vinny and I wrote it. And
her company name was Sawdust Eyes. Sawdust Eyes.
I like that.
She's got sawdust.
And again, shout out to Brendan Dunnigan who went up, and the shout out to Jackie Byrne and a big shout out to James Mattern who did the warm up for me.
Yes.
And went up and just leveled the crowd.
Dude, one of his best lines, he goes,
"Oh my God.
You're
going to
see history tonight.
See history tonight, baby. History tonight. Richie Byrne's going to make history. 20 years from now, you're going to put on this DVD. You're going to tell your grandchildren, that's me at table 36 right there. It's history. It's history of Valley Forge. You know the last time someone made history at Valley Forge? George Washington, baby. George Washington."
He goes, it's been a minute,
it's
baby.
It's been a minute. He crushed it.
And irony, you and George both look like lizards.
Well, over the weekend, I told that to Mattern, and he didn't even remember saying it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he was, like, blacked out.
That's very possible, given Mattern. Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. it was very nerve-wracking for you and me,
yeah.
I think. It was a lot of pressure on you to bring the audience. And I have to do an apology to all my New York friends because I did not make a big deal about it. Joel said, I'm bringing the fucking audience. And I said, all right, you bring the audience. And Gino and Joel were great also. They're like, you focus on your act.
Brian Flammer brought like 20 people.
Yeah. And Brendan people. Brought.
Yeah.
Shout out to Saren. Saren Ruthberg. And Patty Ruiz from Comedy Cures.
They brought like 30 people.
They brought a bunch, and they've always been great to me. I've been working for that charity forever.
The Vesper Brothers catered it.
The Vesper Brothers brought food, baby.
The food alone. Was reason to go.
Yeah, and we didn't charge for tickets. So people walked in and they saw this backdrop. They saw all the they got the food. We didn't charge anybody for tickets.
And
so you just felt like it was a special.
Yeah,
night.
And a big shout out to Mark and Grace Bunio and Mike and Terry Veazey, two of my oldest friends. Mark and Mike are two of my oldest friends and their wives. And they were just it was great to have them there. And I want to do a quick shout out to someone who couldn't be there. My buddy Bob Herbert, who couldn't be there, but he was there in spirit. And I love the guy. And he's been a little under the weather, and we're hoping he's getting better. So I just wanted to say that. But it was just a great summer. The DVD went great, and we're hoping.
I got to watch a clip today.
You got to watch the clip, the opening,
wow.
Yeah. The sketch.
Just beautiful.
So, well, you look for that. December. I hope we're gonna have it out.
You would like this. Before the show,